Red Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 75th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Puttipong Arunpeng. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yes, thank you for inviting me.
You're presenting the film, Manta Ray. Would you like to introduce the film for our listeners? Just tell us a little bit about it, the story, or whatever you would like to say to start off our conversation.
Yeah, it's very difficult what point I should tell now. Is it going to be a spoiler film?
That's why I never say it myself.
Okay.
Because I don't want to spoil anything. But
yeah.
I guess we could start off with what inspires this story. Because I know that it's also inspired by things that are happening at the moment. It's very current events.
Yeah. Actually, the film is about the migrant. The migrant is a kind of refugee crisis around the world. And so I kind of just want to take the audience to be conscious about this kind of issue now.
Mm.
Yes. Kind of resting the issue for this.
Do you think that the audience isn't really familiar with it, or doesn't there is it's not represented enough, or at least not in the way that you represent it in this film?
Yeah, I have watched some kind of the refugee movie, kind of this stuff, and I feel it. Most of movie put kind of sympathy and
sympathetic.
I don't want my film to be like that. I just want to to get my own language, and I do not tell the different story.
And why the manta ray?
Why is manta ray?
It's an interesting metaphor, but
it's not metaphor for me.
It's not a metaphor. Yeah,
it's many years back that I was diving in the Andaman Sea. Andaman Sea is where the place is a kind of marine term. It's a borderline between the Thailand and Myanmar. It's kind of big ocean there, and I met one big creature. It's a very, very black and huge one. It's the manta ray. The first time I met, and I feel really scared of that. At the first, but yeah, when I learned that about them, when I study more about the manta ray, and I just know that it's kind of really friendly animal, right? Yes, and the manta ray has a wing. It's like we make the image of the dove to be kind of image of the freedom, world freedom, right? The dove, the bird.
It's a fascinating animal, right?
Yeah.
It's very fascinating, but also frightening.
Yeah.
I like that.
Right.
But I also like the way that you said it's not a metaphor for you.
Mm.
So it is a starting point. Would it be a starting point?
You know, I named the Mandarin to be the title of the film at the end of shooting, around the, I don't know, middle of the shooting.
Uh-huh.
I just changed it. Just something just popped up in my mind.
Yeah.
I want to put, just want to put the Mandarin. Don't know why. I cannot tell the reason why.
Let's talk about the story. I feel like this story, you said you didn't want to make a sympathetic film, and I totally agree. This film isn't sympathetic. But also I feel like the story is very mysterious. There's a lot that isn't said, and there's a lot that maybe the viewer doesn't know about for a while.
Okay.
Can you explain to me about the construction and about your intentions with this, as far as the story is concerned?
Okay, I have to tell you something. It's like my script is really 30 pages.
Yeah, and very short.
I know what you try to ask me is a scene of like in the forest with the kind of the lighting, the gemstone like that, right?
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. Is
beautiful.
It? Okay. How can I say? I don't know. It's really abstract for me to explain by word, but I just feel really fragmenting. I think the forest is kind of really organic way. And when we look at the forest and there's some kind of light, electric LED light with the sparking sound noise, is kind of a strange object to be there. Like a human makes something into the forest.
Yeah.
That's just, I feel that. And I make that without any script. So we went to shoot that, throw the LED light with it without any preparation, that's all.
Wow. Do you feel very close to nature?
I was born and grew up in the city, actually. But yeah, I love nature.
You grew up in the city, but you love nature. That's interesting. So
no, but
why do you think that is? Some people grow up in the city and they don't like nature at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Never heard of that. I think everyone loves nature.
You think so?
Yes.
Well, why are we destroying the earth at the moment?
Yeah, that's a good question.
You don't know?
I don't know. We have to raise that issue.
So, do you want to raise that issue with your films, or you no?
Maybe the next film. Okay.
Okay. Tell me about this the use of nature then in a film about refugees.
Nature and refugees.
It's not something that immediately comes to mind.
Okay.
So it's very unique. I think it's very original. But okay. Why? Where?
You know, when I start the script, the treatment, I didn't start with the character or the story. I start the movie by the location. My movie have to be shot in the borderline, and I just pick up the borderline, which is a natural borderline between Thailand and Myanmar. Actually, I try to search around, but I don't know. I love the Thailand and Myanmar more. Yeah, and the borderline is the ocean called Andaman that I met Mandaray. I start with that location. That's why it's a lot of nature there.
I see. So you start with the location, and start then you see, what can I do?
Right, like
I
that.
I see. So it's quite an unusual approach, I think. But this is how you like to work.
Yes.
Can you tell me about the music in this film and the sounds? I think the sound is very important in setting up the atmosphere. We've talked about the visuals, but I think that the whole film is a sensorial experience. So hearing and sound is also very important.
Yeah, the sound. We got the two musicians from France, Christine and Mathieu, actually, they're there, right? And yeah, you know, the way that I work, I don't push some kind of specific idea into the another field that I don't know, especially the sound of or the music. I don't know. I am a kind of visualized person, and the sound is not my profession. But we share to work with that. I show my music composer about the image, then what sound that you hear from my images, then there's that kind of music is come up.
So yeah, so they took sounds from like the humming. So I've seen the movie.
No, but the humming. Yes. That is like the end.
Yeah, they take the humming. The people for the music that happened before, right? That
now two things now is, you know, that the humming voice, only the humming, that voice that I record myself by myself. I mean that I record the voice from the Rohingya refugee. By myself, I just drive around this country to find them, yes, and record only the voice with is you cannot defy nationality or even you don't know whose voice is. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
This man has no voice. He has no name. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, he has no name.
So that was an important part. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you.
Thank you very much.
I wish you all the best.
All right, thanks.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.